Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, April 8th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Continued uncertainty about interest rates and the ongoing war in Ukraine resulted in a choppy day for U.S. stocks. The Nasdaq fell 186 points, or 1.3%. The S&P 500 finished down nearly 12 points, or about 0.3%, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average was able to reverse early losses and finish up roughly 138 points, or 0.4%, to close at 34,721. All three indexes ended the day with weekly losses. Market uncertainty also caused a sell-off in the bond market, which pushed yields higher for a sixth straight day. The yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note ticked up to 2.713%, the highest level since March of 2019, and the two-year yield notched its biggest five-week gain in almost 35 years. Many analysts are questioning whether the rise in yields will chip away at stock returns and at what point investors will opt to exit stocks in favor of bonds. In commodities, prices for palladium and platinum jumped after the body that oversees London's market for them said it would bar a metal produced by two major refining companies owned by the Russian government. But oil prices edged lower. The global benchmark Brent crude dropped 1.5% for the second straight week to trade at $102.78 a barrel. Among individual stocks, CrowdStrike rose 0.5% after the cybersecurity software developer said it received a key authorization to work with the Defense Department, and Spirit Airlines fell just shy of 1% after the company said it would entertain JetBlue's unsolicited $3.6 billion bid to buy the airline. JetBlue's shares fell more than 1.5%. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.